I sometimes compare Joe Biden to Tom Brady. You know, he's too old for the game that he's playing and needs to retire. Sometimes I compare Joe Biden to a Greek god because he cannot die. But really, I have to compare him to FDR, and he would appreciate that because he wants to be FDR, said that when he was running for president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who's best known for the New Deal, which is the most massive government spending known to man most in the history of our country. And that's where we start. The first big reason is government spending, because you know what? Americans love it. All the polls reveal they want more government spending. Look at what Biden has done. American Rescue Plan, $1.9 trillion. The Infrastructure Act, $1.2 trillion. Build Back Better, $2.2 trillion. The Inflation Reduction Act, almost a trillion. And this is all outside the regular operating budget, just extra stuff, over $6 trillion. And then you add the budget, this latest omnibus bill, $1.7 trillion, that is the budget. If you drill down, you'll find 12 subcommittees, appropriations committees, and they're named after the federal agency that they're funding. So that's what that one's about. And hear me when I say this. All polls show it. Americans want more government spending. They don't care that it's causing inflation. They don't care that it's increasing the deficits and the debt. Doesn't matter. So spend away. And Joe's going to do it with the Democrats. Second big reason that he's going to win is the young people, say Generation Zers and others. In the midterms, they voted 70% for Democrats. They're going to make up almost a half of the people voting in 2024. And I think if you took a poll, they would say they would rather have somebody younger. But if he's the nominee, which he will be, they'll vote for Democrats no matter who it is, because Democrats support them on their issues. I mean, number one is a woman's right to kill her baby. Number two is the baby's right to choose its own gender. And number three is to make sure that everybody pays for that baby for as long as it lives to be protected and supported and funded by the federal government. The big reason, though, why he's going to win in 2024 is Republicans themselves. Massive, massive defeat in the midterms. We were all surprised that there was not a red wave. And here's the crazy part. You would think they would, you know, do all kinds of changes to improve their chances in 2024. Nope, they haven't done a thing. You know, I compare them to like an NFL football team that has a lot of really good players, but their season record is 1 win and 16 losses. I mean, this is the time you change leadership. You have a different game plan. None of that are they going to change. It's going to be the same old, and Biden will win in 2024. And it's a shame because Republicans actually have some issues that resonate with Americans. Traditional family values. A limited government. This has been the theme of Republicans for decades. But now they don't even want it. They don't even agree on that point. Add crime and lower taxes, border control. They have something to talk about. But all they're going to do is investigate poor little old, you know, Hunter Biden, the baby boy of Joey, his only son left. You know, his other one died in Iraq. Bottom line, Joe Biden, president for a second term, 2024.